and we're coming back into the second hour. This is the Borden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Borden is my name, and we're here for the last time at this time of day on a Saturday. We're moving, swapping places with Farron Schoaf. Farron Schoaf will be on at this time, 8 to 10. I don't know if he's doing a third hour, maybe he is. But he'll start at 8 a.m. Central, and myself will be 9 p.m. to midnight on Saturday night. And we will expand the program and be better organized on a lot of levels as well. And I'll have a better phone unit next week for Sam. Doubling back on a story here, another piece of, I have to read it out. Amazon now looking to put clothing retailers out of business with new Prime wardrobe, right? I was photo of this disgusting chill, Bezos. I mean, he's got a smug and overbearing smile. It looks the epitome of evil. The monopolistic tendencies of Amazon.com is trying to control every facet of the consumer marketplace have now reached the clothing market with the introduction of Prime Wardrobe. The new service, which is only available to Amazon Prime members, looks to put bricks and mortar clothing retailers out of business entirely by allowing customers to order boxes full of three clothing items or more that they are encouraged to wear for a while before deciding whether or not to buy them. According to major women going to parties on that one. And then bringing them back. I'm sure they have a sting in the tail ready for that. According to the company, Amazon Wardrobe offers customers a full 7 days to try out clothing. What are they going to do with the second-hand clothing with sweat and disease in them? Public health issues straight away. According to the company, Amazon Wardrobe offers customers a full 7 days to try out the clothing, shoes, and other wearable accessories with no obligation to purchase any of these products until they sting you with a bill and take it out of your account. They did to me once on joining up that crap Amazon Prime, which I did not join up because it was part of the pay system. They were scamming £73 off people in the UK, which I managed to get back through the bank. And then most people now have put a block on their accounts from direct debits or anything that never to in the same month. Anyway, in fact, customers aren't even charged for any items they keep until after the week-long trial period, I see. As an incentive to keep more products than they sent back, customers are offered a 10% discount if they keep three or four of whatever they received in the box. It's like a magician's trick. If customers keep five or more items, the discount doubles to 20%. A revolutionary model that's sure to shake up the clothing market, especially since it covers the full gamut and the latest brands and styles. Well, excuse me. Straight away, the food, drink, tobacco trade for 20 years. As a wrap. The suppliers who go with Amazon will be cut off completely from other suppliers who are not internet-based. I mean, that warfare will start straight away. That's what usually happens. Over a minute, well, even with the likes of Tesco and Walmart, I don't know how he's going to sort that out. he'll probably just buy Walmart. Over a million eligible items can be found across women's and men's, girls and boys, and baby clothing, shoes and accessories, including popular styles from Calvin Klein, Levi's, Adidas, Timex, Carter's, and all these brand names, etc. The only way to break up Amazon's monopoly, shop small, shop local. Well, I honestly believe that's just coming back slightly, because we've had in Britain here the destruction of the towns and villages with the march of the unstoppable march of the supermarkets here. And they were aggressively fighting for floor space, but not really on price, until Aldi showed up here in the UK, a German supermarket, which is a quality supermarket, discounted. And they have now, for the first time, food prices were dropping here for 2 years. But also, these companies had the supermarket wave, then we had the internet wave, which is knocking hell out of small towns and people buying everything on the internet. But it's now coming around to balancing out, because people with even electrical goods need, what do you do if you want to put a switch in a drill? I was talking to somebody starting an electronics business this week, and they're doing computers, and I said, don't discount putting a part of your internet business on repairing drills, even with a quality drill, likes of Makita, which is top one in the UK, and then American Milwaukee, probably. The switches go in drills. It's still old technology working the switch. And to find somebody who can put a switch in a drill, you can do it yourself if you're smart. But nobody repairs anything. But that's just on the turn, I guarantee you. And the next recession is going to turn that massively back to long-term quality clothing and things you can repair, like owning a sewing machine, a commercial one. But anyway, that's just going off on a tangent. The only way back, way to break up Amazon's monopoly, it says shop small, shop local. Prime Wardrobe, this Amazon invention, clearly appeals to folks who hate to shop at actual retail stores and who want a simpler way to shop for clothing from comfort of their own home. Well, you have to be familiar with the brand from some source. Waiting to see what looks on okay in a photograph can arrive looking absolutely crap and cheap quality. It's a tricky one. Such a service also empowers customers to feel as though they were as though they were the ones taking charge of their own clothing needs without having to browse in busy stores, blah, blah, blah. But is the convenience really worth handing over yet another element of national economy to Amazon? The multinational corporation recently purchased Whole Foods Limited, and they're going through all this stuff there. Well, it's the same in Britain here. We used to have a Monopolies Commission now, which has been neutered and absolutely useless. And Kraft, for instance, bought the chocolate company Cadbury's, and all the guarantees they gave were binned immediately upon it. And we have merger mania going on here, which is destroying jobs, hundreds of thousands of jobs, and certainly in America, it's destroyed millions of jobs. I wonder, does Trump just understand that, and all, considering all the buddies he has representing these multinationals? And it says that Amazon has captured 43% of all internet retail sales in the United States. Wow, that's a stunning figure. Haven't seen that before. Amazon, 43% of all internet retail sales in the United States, with half of all online shopping searches starting on Amazon. Somebody's quoting as a journalist. In 2016, it had over $63 billion in revenue from online sales in the United States, more than the next 10 top online retailers combined. It controls 74% of e-book sales, and is the largest seller of clothing online, and is set to soon become the biggest apparel retailer in the country. Wow, and no regulation, no control. And Trump is talking about getting rid of regulation. Shocking. While it might seem like all is lost, the consumer is still king at the end of the day. Every day, people can take matters into their own hands and refuse to feed the beast by refusing to do business with Amazon. Buying small and buying local is a great way to do this, and it will help to level the playing field. Despite how antitrust laws are enforced or are not enforced. But I thought I'd add that in. But Amazon, again, a vile, domineering beast. And they're saying here as well, quoting this guy Campbell, is Trump should break up Google's media monopoly. Well, that's coming 10 years late. I don't know how they're going to do that. When President Trump was still on the campaign trail, he noted that Amazon was using the Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, as a political instrument to avoid prosecution for its huge antitrust problem. President Trump is right to be concerned about Silicon Valley's unprecedented corporate power and influence over the nation's media, and he's right that we can't let them get away with it. But the greatest threat to our constitutional republic isn't Amazon, it's Google. Well, it's combined both of them, really. But he's just saying in this article, and the chap writing this article was a combined article by to the National News editors. Google's anti-competitive use of its monopoly power is beyond doubt. A Federal Trade Commission staff report found that Google has intentionally engaged in discriminatory conduct that has strengthened its monopoly power and caused real harm to consumers and to innovation that will have lasting negative effects on consumer welfare. While the European Union is still conducting serious antitrust investigations into Google's abuse of monopoly, well, first of all, they haven't been taxed in the UK. They're based in Ireland, in Europe, which is in a tax-free zone. And the top 10 American multinationals, AMA, including Apple and Starbucks and all the rest of them, have paid no tax here for 10 years, and it's a burning issue. It wasn't really a big enough issue in the election, actually, considering all the elections. This is in the election just gone by, which stupid Theresa May called an unnecessary election, and she got hammered. Said in its investigative report of the closed FTC investigation, the Wall Street Journal noted that the antitrust lawsuit against Google would have would have pitted the Obama administration against one of the closest corporate, its closest corporate allies, who was the second largest corporate source of campaign donations to President Barack Obama and indeed to Hillary Clinton. Google's practice of censoring ideas and suppressing conservative viewpoints offers an equal powerful rationale for the Google boosterism. But anyway, we've gone on to deal with these items, but they're political, they're destructive, monopolistic, and predators of the worst kind. But another multinational story, Johnson & Johnson caught in another scandal, forced to pay $33 million settlement over recalled non-prescription meds. And they're saying here, sorry, I've miscalculated the page here, Johnson & Johnson is set to dole out $33 million in settlement with 42 states over allegations that a subsidiary of pharmaceutical drug giant sold non-prescription medicines that did not pass federal quality standards. The settlement agreement required the company to pay the amount, which would then be distributed to the District of Columbia and 42 states that filed the case. They're naming the drug. Sulforaphane is by no means the only natural treatment for diabetes being investigated by researchers. Very Well magazine reports that there are several other natural remedies that show great promise in the fight against deadly disease, including ginseng and our natural herbs. North American ginseng has been shown to improve blood sugar control and alleviate blood levels, and used to monitor glucose levels. Chromium, this essential trace mineral facilitates carbohydrates and fat metabolism, and a 6-month study published in Diabetes Care found the patients who were given chromium supplements along with their standard treatment had significantly improved insulin sensitivity. And anyway, go on and on about that. Johnson & Johnson, the states that did not participate in the case included Alabama, Georgia, Iowa, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Oregon, Utah, and Wyoming. The agreement has also required Johnson & Johnson McNeil Consumer Healthcare Unit to follow appropriate procedures in addressing any manufacturing issues with its non-prescription drugs. The company was also barred from advertising on its website any products that were recalled within the past year. However, the company took the deal in a more positive light, stating that it was pleased to have finally reached a settlement with the states. The company has also stressed that the recalls were precautionary in measure as part of the agreement. These people are allowed to carry on as before. Pay the fine and just carry on. Those recalls were precautionary and not undertaken on the basis of any health or safety risk to consumers, and we remain committed. This is Johnson & Johnson talking. We remain committed to providing consumers with safe and effective over-the-counter medicines, the company states. And we've just been fined for actually poisoning people. remain behind bars, ideally. Details of the previous drug recalls. The settlement deal announced by Johnson & Johnson with the government by attorney generals for 42 states and the District of Columbia was in line with the voluntary recall of popular over-the-counter drugs for children and adults such as Tylenol, Motrin, Benadryl between 2009 and 2011. Other drugs included in the recall were St. Joseph aspirin, Sudafed, as if aspirin was a brand name. They tried to get aspirin on a prescription here about 12 years ago in the UK, and they were kicked out of court on that one, the drug companies. It's the cheapest and most simplest thing to make. But again, you buy it on a branded basis. You can pay 10 times the price. You can buy an unbranded version for one-tenth of the price. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office noted that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, found that some facilities did not follow the safety practices during their operations. Johnson & Johnson, just like GlaxoSmithKline, paying fines for absolute first-class skullduggery on manipulation the price of drugs, and drugs are not properly tested. And we'll go on to something different. Well, here's something different for you. Again, a big threat, malware threat. U.S. proves U.S. power grid much more vulnerable than previously believed. Well, the U.S. power grid is one of the worst in the Western world. Absolutely disgraceful. We could have, in the case of 5-10 years, built a hardened grid that would stand up to EMP attacks, but it's the most, one of the most vulnerable in the world. It says here, the on these pylons and power grids, during the recent two-part series published by Bug Out News about how an electromagnetic pulse, an EMP, could destroy the nation's power grid, a portion of that report included ways to EMP-proof your life. Obtain non-electrical appliances, stop on portable solar panels, self-defense items, etc. Well, that's part of the whole prepping thing that Vincent Finelli and people that use USA prepares. The good news, however, is that experts don't believe an EMP event to the power grid, either via the nuclear explosion or an atmospheric explosion above the country, or a massive solar storm, is the biggest threat to the country. I mean, these people are morons. We'd be back to the Stone Age, really. They say you'd be returned to the 1850s minimum. The bad news is there's most certainly is a major threat to the grid, and it's actually much worse than the analysis and experts thought. A cybersecurity firm that has been investigating the world's first known attack on a nation's power grid, which occurred in the Ukraine in December 2015, an attack that the Russians is suspected of carrying out, says the malware is much bigger threat to the nation's grid than previously believed. In January 2016, Cyberwar.news reported on the Ukrainian cyber attack, which took a major power station offline for several hours and involved the use of malware. Well, that's hacking. Experts have been warning for years that Western society's outsized reliance on the internet to manage critical infrastructure was a growing liability in the age of cyber warfare, and now they have been proven correct. The cybersecurity firm analyzing that attack, VAR, has said it has found a new malware variant that has the potential to take down networks that operate power grids around the world. According to USA Today, the malicious code is capable of directly controlling electricity substations, switches, and circuit breakers, and could potentially be used to turn off power distribution to physically damaged equipment used in the supply industry. The company chief cybersecurity expert Mark Weatherford said the malware can automatically attack power grids, which he called a big deal. And they go on to say the different types of malware. But a hacking attack or an EMP attack, power grid gone in the United States, just gone. Wouldn't even be able to, wouldn't be able to load trucks in food situations, totally out of kilter completely. Climate change propagandists turn to fake science video that falsely claims Manhattan will be under water in 60 years. Not true, but that's one story here. I don't really go through that. And the other one, just again, this manipulation of people's brains by propaganda. Just this thing of students being, the young generation being, Ethan Huff is writing this again, left-wing college students under the spell of collective psychosis, warns liberal professor who was targeted by an insane student mob. And again, using the same old stuff, a self-proclaimed liberal professor has come out in condemnation of what took place at the Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. Oh, to John, Brian and Jenna up there. Was up this morning, but they'll know about this, I'm sure. Last month, when an angry student mob swarmed the campus and imposed anarchy for several days over delusions of institutional racism and inequality. What about children being slaughtered and killed with bombs in Syria? I mean, what about that? I mean, these people, these are the buzzwords and the control words to control the young people. But anyway, we come to the first break of this hour, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in again from the break. And just to start the story here, we're moving on from these multinationals manipulating people and controlling massive monopolies in market with through technology, etc., and being left to run riot by politicians. This is a scandal. But this thing of students being, as I said before, young people, I meet some very good young people who have their wits about them, but the vast majority think they're well informed because they have the internet and smartphones, blah, but they don't realize they're the most manipulated and brainwashed, worse than the Hitler Youth on so many levels. And this new word the young generation got hold of in Britain, you know, this discovered the word socialism, which I know Lark in Texas would explain to people. I know he knows the subject well, communitarianism. But and Jeremy Corbyn of the Labour Party leader, who did well in the election simply because Theresa May was so crap, and there was five or six different elections going on different elements of Brexit and all the rest of it. So the net result of Theresa May losing favour was she lost her majority, and she has the Northern Ireland unionists now supporting her. Just gives her a majority of 7, but she's had to pay out a lot of money to infrastructure in Northern Ireland to get those votes. All votes are for sale. But this story we moved on to, left-wing college students under the spell of collective psychosis, warns Liberal professor. And there were three several-day campaign on the delusion of institutional racism and inequality. Why aren't these students objecting about the children, women and children being slaughtered in the Middle East war? Let's get on to real stuff. Professor Brian Weinstein became a victim of the protest after students aggressively targeted him simply for his refusal to leave the campus for anti-white day. Oh yes, white privilege, that's another one. Oh yeah, we have to beat ourselves with chains because if you're white, you've experienced white privilege, and you should you hand over your money to other people, ethnic groups, and this white privilege, that's another one. But this story is about this absolute crap of institutional racism. Because, enough of it, of course, it does occur in some places. Because of his skin color is white, Weinstein had his classroom surrounded by a racist mass of student terrorists, which began shouting and chanting at him in an attempt to bully him into succumbing to their demands. During a recent interview on the Joe Rogan Experience, that's a TV program, that Weinstein described the experience in all of his horrid detail. He told of how he was instantly dubbed a racist for not kowtowing to the angry mob, which in many ways had changed his views on liberalism. Even though he would describe himself as a liberal, Weinstein admitted that what took place on his campus represents something entirely different than what he believes. We are watching a kind of group insanity, he stated to Rogan during the interview, describing the event as a manifestation of collective psychosis related to more news on the insanity of political correctness. That's political correctness news. Okay. He said, you can listen to the full segment of Joe Rogan Experience featured on YouTube. Anyway, he goes on to say, even liberalism is parting ways with social justice warrior insanity. This is Mark Geis has been highlighting this since the election, about these insane, manipulated young people who are so controlled. While the Evergreen State College claims to be a progressive liberal arts college that prides itself on being open-minded and diverse, a growing segment of a student population seem to only approve of people who are non-white and female. There also appears to be an expectation that if a given minority group makes a demand about something, even if it's completely unreasonable, that everyone, including the faculty, must comply, otherwise they're racist, sexist, or intolerant, or all three. This was true when Weinstein refused to leave campus for a all-white day at the school and was subsequently for an anti-white day at the school and was subsequently subjected to extreme bullying, not to mention that the incident resulted in classes being cancelled for several days. Rather than defend him, many of his fellow faculty members actually sided with the extremist students who had essentially hijacked the campus. I'll finish this article after the break, but coming up to the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the bottom of the hour break, and we have a star performer from Olympia, Washington. Brian in Washington, how do?
Oh, you're reporter live on the scene, reporting in, PJ.
Do you know about this wretched Evergreen State College, yeah?
Yeah, I've sat at the bar with the professor at one time. I think I knew his wife and asked if I could sit down and chat for a bit. We couldn't connect. He was treating me like I couldn't possibly know anything, since he's a professor. He knows everything. We didn't get along well.
Good Lord. Well, he may have changed his view now, but I just stumbled across this report because of the 23 sources I have. I don't apologize for using, and I give them full credit for what they do, Natural News and Ethan Huff, but this is now shocking, isn't it? The state of mind manipulation, people who can't think for themselves. It's that bad, isn't it?
Well, nice of you to mention Lark. I know he's got to be just livid, realizing all this is going on. I happen to have a opinion brought up by the local paper called The Olympian. And here's the title of it: Evergreen Responsibilities, Rights Out of Balance. That's on the opinion page. Well, the communitarian thing has been exposed pretty well. A gentleman by the name of Amitai Etzioni, who's a professor. He's the guru of communitarianism, active Georgetown professor.
Also creation of Hillary Clinton,
Well, also one of God's chosen, apparently. So anyway, he pushes this rights and responsibilities. It's about the commons. You as an individual can't do what you want to do to make your way in the world. You have to weigh your responsibility to the group.
The hive mentality.
Well, it's what we're battling against. How come I can't get the 15-year-old to say, you know, that's all great, but I'm going to go out and make my way in the world. What I do, I want to get paid for, and what I accomplish is going to be mine. No, it's everybody get back to work, because we got to support all of these flunkies that want their piece of the communitarian pie. Everybody should be their communitarian.
Oh, yeah. The other big argument they're pushing, and I've seen it on YouTube a lot, is white privilege. They can't catch you doing something wrong that they deem wrong. They say, oh, you're white. Just for being white, you must do your penance for being white and be ready to sacrifice something of your life for some other ethnic group. Sure, you've seen that argument going as well. It's slavery. It's about abject slavery.
Yes, I read about the white privileged motorcycle rider that went through a die-in protest in San Francisco in the paper this morning, but I insist this is the Hegelian dialectic. Let's have a certain group of people on the planet create a problem, and along will come Bert Weinstein, the professor, the new guru of Evergreen College, to solve the problem they created.
Oh, yeah. And changing the definition of words and meanings, I mean, like 100%, which is what these young people are now, don't know who they are, what they are. They think they do. But they're the most manipulated race ever. It's shocking to see it. It really is.
Yeah, let's talk about the word community. What does it really mean? How come you use that word? Do you realize you're being grouped into a mindset through this meme, and we need to quit using the word?
Well, it's Agenda 21 as well, is not, again, most people have the clue by you in the alternative media. They are enforcing this definitions of Agenda 21, which goes right through the dictionary, if you like, of these change definitions and word, and this sustainability is the key one they use to batter people. Sustainability was traditionally the civilized, you know, this standard for not abusing land, not overplowing, not overgrowing crops in it, and looking after it and water and all the rest. That was sustainability. Now sustainability is, if you're a human on the land, you have no right to be there. And considering cattle on the land is the worst use of land, you know. Okay, chickens and sheep are far better up the scale for efficient production of food. But there's more rights in Britain for animals than there is for people, who are saying here recently. The same kind of thing goes. But what's the current battle you're fighting? You're fighting many battles on many fronts up there. What's the latest?
Oh, I just do whatever Jenna says. My head spins when I think, well, what's a conservative? I'm being told every time I turn around, you know, the trees live forever. You can't touch that tree, but it's from the left side of the aisle. It's a big swirling mass of confusion. Who is using these words? Who's a conservative? I'm being restricted. All the land has to go back to the birdies, because farmers can't coexist with wildlife. Jenna's got her 20-gauge having to blast bunnies every night, because we can't have them taking all the vegetables.
Yeah, sure, and they've redefined the meaning of these colleges of conservatives, right-wing, fascist, dictator. That's what they're trying to portray conservative. Not civilized, down-to-earth Christian standards, which is where the word came from originally, I think. But this redefining of words and attacking people, it's shocking.
Yeah, I do spend a fair amount of time on that telephone with Lark, and he's one of the few people giving me a little clarity in the confusion, because I do have to deal with people, and they're constantly trying to take me down, pick a side, label you, which side are you on? No, I take what Lark says to heart, and saying, I don't like labels.
He stood in for John Steppen last night. He did it. I heard the first quarter of it. He did 2 hours last night on. He was standing in for John Steppen. I don't know if you heard that.
I was not aware of that. I missed that.
Well, it's on the archive. If you want to hear him, it will be up now, I'm sure. I've had a very disruptive few weeks. I've been peeing at people about Sam and RBN. I was off moving house, you see, and they're moving the internet. That's a big deal here. As I look out the window here, I'm in a much better place, much more space. But I have a cable running across to a pole. There's 20 lines are running off. It's like Kansas City in the 1850s. That's the way BT are operating here. I mean, all these lines should be underground. And plus, there was a heat wave here this week, which nearly killed me. 90 degrees and 77% humidity. That's nearly wiped me out. But I survived that. I'm looking for a Congressional Medal of Honor for surviving that, almost. But Lark, he was very good. I had an awful lot of things to do last night. But he played back last night's the National Intel Report, John Stadmiller. Well, that's midnight to 2 a.m. here, but it's 6 to 8. That's his new time. I know John hasn't adapted to that very well. His whole psyche is based on 4 to 6 p.m. I know that, if he's listening. But Lark did 2 hours last night. Okay.
Well,
I'm
going to have Jenna, after she gets her feet out of the anti-nano bucket trying to remove metals from the bottom of her feet, put some stuff on the Barden Report Chitango, because there's a new 5G being put upon us, and the gentleman that is talking on this says, I'm sorry, I can't tell you how many people are sending me emails and it says sent from my iPhone, and you're saying you've got it? No, you don't get it. We got to step out of this technology because it's taking us over. So I'm just going to see if I can have Jenna put that on the Chitango, because like Lars
said... We'll do a piece on this. This is the last program this time of day. We're moving to, Modern Report, we're moving to 9 p.m. to midnight Saturday from now on, okay?
Yeah,
I'll
heard
send you
that.
An email on that.
I'll let you go.
9 to midnight.
I'll let you go then.
No. No, I've just been marking time here today on these few articles I'm reading out. But I'm on a wretched landline. I'm sure Sam needs earplugs. He's listening to me whining here. But I'll talk to you during the week, because I've been 18 months trying to get Sam, but there's no strong arming. Aaron Chope has wanted to move as well, so that suited me fine, and we're swapping places. And he does the alternative media program. And I'll put much better effort, and I'll be more organized. The time of day will suit me better, which is my time here will be 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Sunday morning. That's what the equivalent time here is. But I'm at my best at night. I'm a creature of the night, you see.
I'm a morning person myself.
Oh, very good. Well, if you stay up late with a strong drink, you can talk, phone in on relevant things on 9 to 12 midnight out of next week, the 1st of July. Okay.
Very good. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. Very good.
All right. Bye.
That's Brian and Jen up there in Washington. Quite a few people. Somebody I've been trying to contact. He lives up there. I'll talk to Brian another time. Patrick Wood, who wrote this book about technocracy, and he's impossible to contact. I go back to RBN again and try and find his number, but he lives up in that territory as well, and I'd love to know what he's going to do about this 5G and all the rest, considering he sold an awful lot of books. But I'm very glad that Brian has met this character, Ben Weinstein, who's now been attacked by his own creatures. And I said, I was reading out a piece, even liberalism is parting the ways with social justice warriors' insanity. And said, while the Evergreen State College claims to be a progressive liberal arts school that prides itself on being open-minded and diverse, a growing segment of the student population seems to only approve of people who are non-white and female. And this is white privilege crap they've been brainwashed with. There also appears to be an expectation that if a given minority group makes a demand about something, I know I'm repeating this piece, but just to take it up in one coherent piece, even if it's completely unreasonable, that everybody, including the faculty, must comply, otherwise they are racist, sexist, and intolerant. Ooh, we can chew our arm off, and they're like a goony bird flying around in ever-decreasing circles. The inevitable is bound to happen. This was true when Weinstein refused to leave campus for anti-white day at the school and was subsequently subjected to extreme bullying, not to mention that incident resulted in classes being cancelled, etc. In another related incident, Weinstein was falsely accused of being racist. When he tried to defend himself in this instance, he was told that doing so was in and of itself racist. Oh my God. Weinstein was actually told by a female colleague when he tried to defend himself that he should not expect there to be a venue in which defend himself. You would not expect there to be a venue in which to defend himself, and that he should just get used to these accusations. Summary jurisdiction is that the cops are beating up somebody out of sight of the public. That's what they call it in Britain. Summary jurisdiction. Colleagues apparently insisted that Weinstein had some sort of obligation to accept his accuser's false allegations, which just goes to show how completely detached from reality today's so-called liberals have become. Absolutely. If this isn't bad enough, Weinstein actually had another female faculty member target him by filing a public request to obtain copies of his private emails, simply for defending himself and attempting to maintain dignity in the face of persecution. Weinstein was blatantly mistreated and victimized by several of his fellow colleagues. Well, now he's getting it, what he's been preaching, he's getting it in the neck. In the final paragraph here, it says, the intensity of the out-of-touch nature of the discussion inside the college simply reinforces the impression that something is desperately off. Weinstein told Rogan during this segment, as the reporter, I presume, when what we really have is a filter bubble that is so strong that even when the world sends very clear evidence that you've missed something somewhere and it's time to rethink what you've been doing, they're waking up. Well, that's very convoluted stuff. But we'll keep that piece together, because we'll be coming back to that, because there's an awful lot of stuff going on in Oregon and Washington State, and it's like a crest of a wave disease moving out of California. I'm sure Brian would agree with that. It seemed to have crept up the West Coast and into Trudeau's Canada, which is a disgusting place. I've lived in Canada, but it's a vile country now of political correctness and it's totally demonic legislation about expressing your opinion. You can't express your own opinions in Canada unless it's politically correct. But there's a lot of stories here that quite a long one there. This Neil deGrasse Tyson becomes the voice of evil, narrating a new propaganda film of the food evolution produced by Monsanto shills. Monsanto putting out their propaganda film that they're helping society by poisoning the earth, the food, and animals. That's what they're basically doing. But and then we have another one. I'll see which one I'm going to pick now for the last few minutes. Health insurance companies now pushing euthanasia to avoid paying disease treatment coverage to elderly people. Well, we have a thing in Britain here which was highlighted a few years ago called the care pathway. Doesn't that sound cozy? And that's in hospitals where people are over 70 years of age. They basically do not resuscitate and minimize their medication and basically send them on their way. It's a form of euthanasia being practiced in the NHS in Britain, by the way. And that was exposed in Alder Hey Hospital in Liverpool, but it's going on all over the UK. But again, the NHS is an unending crisis of crisis of crisis. There's perpetual crisis in it. It's nonstop. The same in Ireland. But what is no way as bad as the United States, I have to say. Overall, you can get treated here very quickly, and you don't have to pay. You're treated first, and then if your income is above a certain level, okay, you pay. But it's treatment first, pay later. But we do have this health tourism going on with illegal immigrants coming here to have children, and they have cracked down on that. That is one thing that has happened. But again, political correctness prevented that happening for years. But we're coming up to the last break, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the last time at this hour of the day. The Barton Report, we're moving to 9 p.m. Central. 9 p.m. Saturday night, 9 to midnight Saturday night, the Barton Report. And I'll do a piece atop and bottom of the hour for Farron Shoke, that telling folks that he's moved to my old town. But that'll be next week. But there's other massive stories here that are following on from what I've been saying today about these multinationals and the attack on food, privacy, and free speech, as Brian was saying. It's appalling. I mean, it's hard to believe that there's the normal have people stupid and uninterested in the normal spectrum of society. We now have a generation of young people that are totally brainwashed. I mean, I keep going back to the analogy, the Hitler youth were brainwashed, but nothing like what this is. They knew they were under a regime then. But as I read the headers of stories I'll do next week, sick children under six are being prescribed antidepressants by doctors. Well, it's well established that a human being is only fully developed physically and mentally at the age of 19 to 21. That is a fact. And anything that intercepts the body at a vulnerable age in puberty and is only six, that child is now like giving children Ritalin for excessive activity, hyperactive activity disorder. They are then totally disrupted and are addicted to, dependent, I should say, on pharmaceutical drugs, and they'll be on that all their life, and worse again if they're vaccinated. But another story we do next week, breathing nanoparticles from combustion engine causes Alzheimer's disease. Well, we knew that. Now in Britain, they're having convinced everybody to get diesel cars, and 55% of all cars here, new and on the road, are diesel. Now diesel is being outlawed because some of the sub-particles and the car companies lying about the emissions. Though I had a car that failed emissions recently for different reasons, because the valves were carboned up. But they're now out trying to outlaw diesel, and the London congestion charge, I think, is going to probably go to £20 if you bring a diesel car into the centre of London. And that's electronic again. You've got to pay within 24 hours or you get a fine in the post. But and another one, exclusive, Mums Across America released powerful new documentary exposing the toxicity of GMOs and glyphosate. Mike Adams, well, I'll follow this up next week. We'll read that one through. And then this other one, which is too long, but it'll take up time next week. But Tyson, this guy, what's his name? Neil deGrasse Tyson, a paid show from Monsanto, doing a documentary saying about the virtues of GMO food. Woo, it's absolutely shocking. And the other one I just mentioned, health insurance companies now pushing euthanasia to avoid paying disease coverage. And a long article also next week. Mike Adams writing, there's 600 strains of aerosolized thought control vaccine already tested on humans. This is a hell of a mouthful. But they're spraying stuff into the atmosphere that has the effect of vaccinating you. That comes from chemtrails, and that's Jim Lee, who we're going to have on in a few weeks, on chemtrails and geoengineering. But these young generations, there you could say they're generally up at Olympia and other universities, they are brainwashed. But anyway, we come to the end of today's program. I'm looking forward to next week at a later time, 9 to 12 midnight, the Borden Report. And as I say, we'll be back at 9 to 12 midnight, and we'll talk to you then.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth.